Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Yes, it is. And we're going to start out with Brian Sutton and Tony Rice from this album, Not Far From the Tree, a collection of guitar duets with heroes and friends of Brian Sutton. This is Tony Rice, the great Tony Rice and Brian Sutton getting together and doing the Dusty Miller here on Inland Folk on Northwest Public Radio and Spokane Public Radio and wherever else you listen to it on the stream or wherever. But we're here for you. Brian Sutton, are you ready, dude? You can take it off with Tony anytime.
Thank you. I was 19 when I came to town. They caught it the summer of love. They were born and babies born and flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy down on Cardin Street. And I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, well, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price in love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Brown hair zigzag around her face, and a look of half surprise, like a fox caught in the headlights. There was animal in her eyes. She said, young man, oh, can't you see, I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, oh, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. Towns with big fruit down in Kent, and we could tinkle lamps and pots and knives wherever we went. And I said that we might settle down, get a few acres dark, fire burning in the hearth and babies on the road. She said, oh man, you foolish man, it surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll not own me as well. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, well, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. We was camping down the Gower one time. The work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for that frost, and I thought maybe we should. We was drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. And like a fool, I let her run with a rambling knee. Now the last I heard, she's sleeping rough back on the Derby beat, while you're tossing her hip pocket and a wolf hound at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flower is faded now, hard weather and hard booze. But maybe that's just the price you pay for the chains you refuse. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. And I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today. Well, I wouldn't want her any other way.
Just let those last notes just ring out. Dan Crary and Brian Sutton. This is a wonderful album. It's pretty hard to find, and I don't quite know why. Even Amazon charges quite a bit of money for the thing. But it's a lot harder to order from your local record store, Not Far From the Tree. Songs, guitar duets with heroes and friends. Tony Rice is on here. We just heard The Forked Deer with Dan Crary. And Larry Sutton's on here, or Gary Sutton, doing Billy the Lowground. And then Jerry Douglas is on here. And Tony Rice is on two tunes. David Greer. All kinds of folks doing guitar work with Mr. Brian Sutton, who in his own right is an amazing guitar player and a clawhammer banjo player and a singer. And he's got a lot of wonderful albums out, and he toured when Hot Rise did their big reunion. He was the guitarist that replaced the late Charles Sawtell. Brian Sutton's worked with Dolly Parton and all kinds of folks, and he knows his stuff. And when he plays these duets with all these other hotshots, He can kind of sort of imitate their style. You know, if you listen to different flat pickers, eventually, if you get really good at it, you can hear, like, some of them may use their hand just a little bit more, or their forearm just a little bit more, and some may use their wrist just a little bit more. And so, like, if you listen to Doc Watson and his stuff when he flat picks, he almost chokes up on the pick, and you can hear that. Whereas when you listen to Tony Rice, it's almost like the pick is just like butter in his hands. And it just melts across the strings, whereas Doc Watson is a bit more staccato, and he plucks the strings. And then, of course, Doc Watson bends his strings a little bit more and does some kind of traditional bluesy things in there. And it's really interesting. And then, you know, if you want to do like the trivia flat pick thing, you can say, oh, let's do a flat pick and see if you can name which flat picker is doing this tune and see if you can pull it off. But now the whole flat picking thing is becoming such a big thing. People like Steve Kaufman and all those guys, Mark Cosgrove, and all those folks doing touring the nation flat picking. It's become a really wonderful, wonderful, dexterous thing, and a lot of folks are doing it. I love listening to good flat picking, almost better than good finger picking. Flat picking is just a neat, neat thing. All righty, Mr. Brian Sutton. Here's a song kind of the supernatural. I love this song, and I've not heard Richard Thompson actually sing it. I've heard Sandy Denny sing it, and I've heard Kathy LeSueur sing it, and there was a group out of Minneapolis, there was an Irish group, and they did a really beautiful version of this. And on the Prairie Home Companion, actually. Crazy Man Michael. Within the fire and down by the sea, crazy. This is a little bit about the supernatural. This is a little bit about the ravens and what happens to people. And Michael, he whistles. Michael, after having this encounter, isn't quite the same. Crazy Man Michael. Here we go. Richard Thompson from the Acoustic Classics, Volume 2.
Within the fire and out upon crazy man Michael was walking. He met with a raven with eyes black as coals, and shortly they were talking. Your future I would tell to you. Your future you often have asked me. For your true love will die by your own right hand, and crazy man Michael cast me. He beat the four winds with his fist. He laughed and he cried, and he shouted and he swore, for his mad mind had trapped him with a kiss. You speak with an evil, you speak with a hate, you speak for the devil that haunts me. For isn't she the fairest
in all the broad land. Your sorcerer's words are to taunt me. His dagger of fire and of steel, and he struck down the raven through the heart. Oh, the bird fluttered long, and the sky it did spin, and the cold earth did wonder and startle. Oh, where is that raven that I struck down dead? That here did lie on the ground. I see just my true love with a wound so red, where her lover's heart it did pound. And he talks to the night and the day, oh. But his eye it is sane, and his speech it is plain, and he longs to be far, far away, oh. Michael, he whistles the simplest of tunes, and asks of the wild woods their pardon. For his true love is flown into every flower grown, and he must be keeper of the garden. Thank you.
futurity, I prophetic see, at the earth from sleep, grave and sentence deep, shall arise and seek for her maker meek, and the desert wild become a garden mild. In the southern clime, where summer's prime never fades away, lovely like a lay, 7 summers old, lovely like a toad, she had wandered long, hearing wild bird's song. Sweet sleep, come to me underneath this tree. Mother, father, we where can like a sleep? Lost in desert wild is your little child. How can like a sleep if her mother? If her heart does ache, then let like awake. If my mother sleep, like I shall not weep. Frowning, frowning night, over desert bright, let the moon arise while I close my eyes. Sleeping like a lay, while the beast of prey come from caverns deep, viewed the maid asleep. The kingly lion stood, and the virgin viewed. Then he gambled round, over hollow ground. Leopards, tigers played around her as she lay, while the lion old, bowed his mane of gold. And her bosom lick, and upon her neck, from his eyes of flame, ruby tears there came. While the lioness loosed her slender dress, naked they convey to caves a sleeping maid. All the night in woe, like his parents go, over valleys deep, while the desert weep. Tired and woe be gone, hoarse with making moan, arm in arm 7 days, they trace the desert ways. 7 nights they sleep among the shadows deep. Dream they see their child, starved in desert wild. Pale through pathless ways, the fancied image strays. Famished, weeping, weak, with a hollow rising from unrest, the trembling woman pressed, feet of weary woe, she could no further go. In his arms he bore her, armed with sorrow sore, till before their way a couching lion lay. Turning back was vain, soon his heavy mane bore them to the ground, then he stalked around, smelling to his prey, but their fears allayed when he licked their hands, and silent by them stands. They look upon his eyes, filled with deep surprise, eyes. Wondering, behold, a spirit armed in gold. On his head a crown, on his shoulders down, flowed his golden hair, gone was all their care. Follow me, he said, weep not for the maid, in my palace deep, like a lion's asleep. Then they followed where the vision led. Saw their sleeping child among the tigers wild. To this day they dwell in a lonely dell, nor fear the wolvish howl, nor the lion's growl.
This is Kelly Mulholland, and he does this whole album is all different poets and his interpretation song-wise of their poems. And there are folks like Wallace Stevens on here and Auden and William Blake and all kinds of folks. It's a very, very interesting album. And you'll find the title on the play. I think it's called like Never-Ending Conversations and or something like that. And if you really want to know, you can go to our playlist at nwpr.org. Go to Inland Folk and look for the playlists. We post these on, like, Tuesday. And then you can find out. I love this album. It's a pretty quiet album. Almost morose. The poems picked are not exactly the happiest poems in the world. But at the same time, he does them justice with his musical scores, with his tunes that he's composed for these poems. Kelly Mulholland, pretty cool. Before that, Carter Junction. No, actually, Carter Junction is coming up right now, actually, is what they're doing. And they have a brand new album out. And it's a pretty cool album. Carter Junction is, they kind of plummeted onto the scene, as it were, when Hank Kramer discovered them, sort of, kind of, and really kick-started their career and has given them all kinds of exposure and the means to do things. And it's justified. They come through. They are sort of pioneers. They're kind of Renaissance-made, self-made type folks. But they are one as a couple. And they really, 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 really show their appreciation for each other in their songs. And they really, 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 really talk about how being one, then, you know, you get a little bit of the other person in your soul and in your spirit, as well, in their case, as well as God. And they make that all work. And they do it well, and it's awesome to just notice how they evolve and what they're doing with their music and what they're doing with their new child, Boone Russell, and that's how all that works. And they have respect for their parents and their grandparents, and they have so much respect and love for each other. Carter Junction, Clinton and Sarah Carter, and I believe they live up close to Chatteroy now, and that's what they do. And so they've got a new child, and they've got a new album, and they will treat them both accordingly. All righty. So here you go. This is, and Sarah Carter plays the harp and sings, and she did some work in Eastern European prisons and orphanages and things like that, and she got her act together. And he did work in the woods and wrote newfangled cowboy songs and sang old-fangled cowboy songs, and there you go. And they are amazing. Carter Junction, this is their version of the Wild Mountain Time, which so many, many folks have recorded, and you would think that you just can't hear one more recording of the Wild Mountain Time, but when you hear their version, oh, yes, you can hear one more recording of the Wild Mountain Time.
Saddle that blue pony, pull the cinches tight. In her dream she rode the High Line, climbing toward the northern lights. She could see the colors dancing where the Milk River wound. She could see how the horizon holds the highway down, and she needed all the courage she could gather in her dream of leaving Havre. Now balanced on the high line like she's walking on a tightrope, anxious and excited, filled with worry and with hope. She once moved south near Billings, but her father came to get her when the man that she had married took her money and he hit her. Now she carries the time-told burden of her daughter in her dream of leaving Havre. There's a woman reading tarot cards in a trailer out near Malta, who warned her she would stumble, who said that she might falter, but with the pole star on her shoulder, she sets her pony's course with the slightest tap of rein and a murmur to the horse. If she falls, she knows the blue pony will catch her in her dream of leaving heaven. The wind out of Saskatchewan takes away her breath, and the freight train's mournful whistles sing like harbingers of death. She knows there's something better, so she prays that God will grant her her dream of leaving Havre. Missouri, like a dirty ribbon shirt, is an arrow on a heart line shot into the prairie earth. One night she felt her shadow touch the shadow of a fox as it ran out toward the willows from the overhanging rocks. High above the break, she spurred her horse on faster in her dream of leaving Havre. Like a labyrinth of tunnels, her feelings deep and hidden, she awakens with no memory of the country she has ridden. But she's tired and she's restless, and her heart cries out for peace. Her eyes seek darkness early, and her body yearns for sleep. But again, tonight that pony's hide will lather in her dream of leaving Havre. The wind out of Saskatchewan takes away her breath, and the freight train's mournful whistles sing like harbingers of death. She knows there's something better, so she prays that God will grant her her dream of leaving heaven. Lord, she'll need all the courage she can gather for her dream.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once somebody heard of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up the cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky. Gone, their eyes are blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't a caught him yet. 'Cause he's got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire, as they ride on and hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, riding on our range, cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yay, Ghost Riders in the sky. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, Ghost Riders in the sky.
Horses of the mounted cops catch the cowboy's eye, and he watches from the corner where he stands. In his heel-worn boots and ragged jeans, he's barely getting by on the day labor wages in his hand. But in his mind, he's still riding far off from this grub line that takes him from the mission to the Sally. The shelter of his teepee and the cocinero's cooking are a far cry from a dumpster in an alley. He rode the bison wind from Montana down to Kansas, and it chilled him as he swept before the storm. Then he drifted along the Santa Fe through Dallas and El Paso, trusting in the winter. winter sun to keep him warm. Sunlight strained his eyes as he stepped out of the pawn shop, and he blamed it for the tears that stained his cheeks. The sadness and the shame were hardly dampened by the knowing that that saddle bought food and drink for five more weeks. Oh, is that the sound of the leather creaking in the pale gray light of dawn? Light as a wind-tossed feather, echoing a long-lost circle song. In my handmade boots and just washed jeans I've passed him. I know there, but for fortune I go. He'll dance that supine shuffle till the season shifts, waiting for the bison wind to take him home. But that warm breeze blowing off the heating grate might fill his wings and help him fly away. Cowboy called to answer to the judgment of his maker before the dawn breaks on a cold, clear winter day. He'll dance that supine shuffle till the season shifts, waiting for the bison wind to take him home.
I've had steak and I've had wine, chicken fried in the pork tenderloin. I've had ribs with a side of dill, but I like my mama's oatmeal. Yes, give me my mama's oatmeal. Some people like to like the shrimp and sushi, like the lobster legs with other things gushy. I want the bowl and the spoon of steel filled with my mama's oatmeal. Yes, give me my mama's oatmeal. Yes, I like it hot and I love it cold, and I just want it now. Some people like, they like the big old roast, the creamed eggs on some toast. But I want the bowl and the spoon of steel filled with my mama's oatmeal. Yes, give me my mama's oatmeal. They say in France and Italy too, they'll cook a whopper of the goodies for you. But give me the bowl and the spoon of steel filled with my mama's oatmeal. Yes, give me my mama's oatmeal. Yeah. I like it hot and I love it cold, and I just want it now. Yeah. I've had steak, I've tried the wine, chicken fried in the pork tenderloin. I've had ribs with a side of dill, but I want my mama's oatmeal. Yes, give me my mama's oatmeal. Ha!
Oh, Carter Junction. Carter Junction, they have a Facebook page. I don't know exactly how they're selling this album. I better find out. And I will. They also have an email. And there you go, Carter Junction. And thanks to Hank Kramer for bringing them to us. Thanks for, oh, and of course, thanks for their various parents for bringing them to us as well. And congratulations to them on the birth of Boone Russell. We heard Ghost Riders in the Sky, the old Vaughn Monroe song that so many people recorded. A nice job on that. And we heard My Oatmeal, which is one of theirs. And Sarah singing the Wild Mountain Time and playing the harp. There's a lot of other good stuff on this album that they wrote. And a wonderful version of Dougie McLean's Caledonia. And, yeah, it's a good album. There you go. Carrie Grumbacher in there as well with Blue Pony and Bison Wind. And, of course, that's what the daddy buffalo said to his kid when he left for college. He said, Bison. And there you go. There you go. Eunjung Shin, the assistant producer of this show, who urged me as the assistant producer to tell you that joke. He also does the playlists. Email me at NWPR. No, email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We still have a whole hour left to go. You hold your horses because it's going to be a really good hour. I can guarantee it. Okay, hang on because we're coming right back. Hang on now. Yeah.